the sun has come up tomorrow and your world starts sinking down, you gotta catch yourself before your lips go and kiss the ground. And when your heart is lost in sorrow and your good thing's not around, you gotta find yourself before there's nothing left of you to be found. You gotta fall on your knees and kiss the ground. Fall on your knees and kiss the ground. Fall down and kiss the ground. Fall down and kiss the ground. When the one you love has saved you and the sky is blue around, you gotta hold them tight and plant your feet on the ground. You gotta live like there's no tomorrow, spread that joy around. You gotta get on your knees and sing that blessed sound. You gotta fall on your knees and kiss the ground. Fall on your knees and kiss the ground. Fall down and kiss the ground. Fall down and kiss the ground. Pick the defining moment, it doesn't work that way. It seems that God has all the juice and he doesn't give it away. And when that moment is fast upon you, you better learn how to play. A snap decision to stand or run becomes a legend someday. When you fall on your knees and kiss the ground, fall on your knees and kiss the ground. Fall down and kiss the ground. Fall down and kiss the ground. When the sun you love has left you and recession's all around, you gotta pray out loud and feel that blessed sound. God is there to save you when there's no one else around. You gotta lean on him as your world starts sinking down. You gotta fall on your knees and kiss the ground. Kiss the ground. Fall down and kiss the ground. Fall down and kiss the ground.
Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Kerr Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz here at Front Row Sports Bar and Grill, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And with me today is Stephen Clark, who's a great singer-songwriter, musician, performer. And we are so glad, Stephen, that you could join us today and tell us all about your great music. And speaking of that, we want to talk about these, some of the songs you'll be performing and our audience will be enjoying. And the first song we've kind of talked a lot about, but, well, if there's anything more to say about it, we can. Rough Around the Edges, is there anything more you'd like to say about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you listen to the lyrics of the song, you see basically what it's trying to say is that, you know, we are more than just one aspect of our personality. And when you look at a person, that person is more than just who they look like, you know. So you might see somebody who's maybe, you know, not in the best shape, or maybe who's lost his hair or whatever, you know. Yeah. And that doesn't mean that just because he's not, you know, Rock Hudson or Brad Pitt, that he's not a great person simply because he's not an ideal of some kind. So the song really is about looking a little deeper into a person and realizing that there's more to them than what you see, you know, when you first encounter that person. So Rough Around the Edges, you know, it takes you in that direction to try and say, you know, look at what's inside, you know.
Okay, and another song we have is Kiss the Ground, and as we were talking off the air, that you have and you'll be performing like a raw version. You also have an arranged version, and you're welcome to send that to me, and we're hopefully we'll have both versions on here. But why don't you tell us a little bit about Kiss the Ground?
Kiss the Ground I wrote a few years ago when I was undergoing a great tumultuous period of my life. My father died in the spring of that year, and then 6 months later my mother died from grief of my father passing. And at the same time as my mother died, my only son, my only child, he moved away, and so I sort of felt a little abandoned and like the world was, you know, crushing me, you know. And I'm a man of faith. I grew up in the church. I'm not the type of person to go preaching, you know, all over the place. But I have a deep faith, and so in that moment, all I had to lean upon was my faith, because it felt like the world was just coming down on me. So Kiss the Ground is about, you know, what do you do when everything's just, you know, falling on top of you, you know? And so that's what Kiss the Ground is about.
Okay, Stephen, and now another song we have here is Hey Dude. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this song?
Hey Dude, I wrote also this year. Hey Dude is a song that came about, it was a series of events that happened. You know, I'm a musician, I'm a huge music fan myself. I read a lot about everything related to music, you know, the people involved. And so recently we had the biopic Bohemian Rhapsody came out about Freddie Mercury, and then a few months after that, the Elton John pick Rocket Man came out about Elton John, and then a few months after that, there was a movie that came out called Yesterday, which was a fictional piece about a musician who woke up one day after an accident and in a world where there were no Beatles. And it seemed as though he was the only one who knew who the Beatles were and knew the Beatles music. And so he started performing the music, just thinking that it was just music. And all of a sudden he got all this adulation and became famous. And he gets signed to a record contract, and while he at first protests that it's not my music, you know, Paul McCartney and John Lennon wrote it, eventually he gives in to the fact that everybody just thinks that he wrote it. And so he gets, in his first recording session, they pick Ed Sheeran to be his producer, and so he's having a conversation with Ed Sheeran, and he's trying to record the song Hey Jude, and Ed Sheeran is trying to convince him that he needs to change the name of the song to Hey Dude. And I thought that was funny. Yeah. And so I wrote a song called Hey Dude, which is sort of about all, you know, all of that, you know, all three of those those movies and the idea of just being yourself and, you know, stuff like that.
Wow. So those are, you know, three songs there. And we were talking about how many songs that you've written, and it's literally you haven't counted them, but you think it's at least 150 original songs or even more than that?
Oh, yeah, it's more than that. It's more like 300.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we want to get you.
I mean, that's just a guess because Yeah, there are songs that you immediately recognize are one of your better songs, and then there are songs that you write that are okay. You know, I wrote that. That's good, but you don't have any. It doesn't seem as important to you, and so it falls a little bit on the wayside, and maybe you don't do it very often, or you just forget about it, and you come back to it years later, and you find it again, and maybe you think better of it when you come back to it, and maybe you don't, you know. But so like a lot of artists, you know, we have our own personal top 10 or top 50, you know, songs that are the songs that we're more likely going to perform if somebody asks us to perform. And then there are those songs that fall into a lesser category because either you weren't satisfied with it or you finished it and you're satisfied that you said what you're trying to say, but somehow it still doesn't seem important enough to you to rank in your top list, you know. But collectively, you know, I've written a few hundred, you know, songs, and of course, and also not actually factored in there. I one of my early middle periods, I was involved in writing jingles, and so I've written a lot of jingles too, and I don't normally perform those jingles or even think about those jingles because they're specific for for a specific reason, and. And so it might sound funny if I'm doing a song about, you know, Dandelion Cafe, you know, which I've written a song about Dandelion Cafe. But would I do it out? Because if I do it out, it sounds like I'm doing a commercial.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, so.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, do you still do the jingles now or?
If somebody comes up to me and asks me to write a jingle, yes, I will definitely write a jingle. With me, you know, I am first probably a singer.
Right.
Second, I am a songwriter. And maybe third, I'm a guitar player. So I love to sing. I sing all the time. I can't help it. It's just part like breathing. And writing songs is something that I also do on a regular basis because I like writing songs and because it challenges me to write songs and because you know it's like if you want to know who I am, you know, pay attention to my songs.
Yeah.
You know, because I have a lot of different songs about a lot of different things and I think many of them are well constructed. You know, at least the ones I perform are fairly well constructed, I hope. So that's, you know, that's kind of the way I think, you know. I forget the question.
No, you answered it there. So, you know, we also wanted to let everyone know, Stephen, that you, like a lot of musicians in Central Florida, do covers. But, I mean, when picking covers, you know, you have your style, you know, your persona, your voice. So when picking covers, is there a certain songs you pick so there's a continuity between the whole show, like everything is kind of your voice? Or
okay, that actually seems to me like two questions, so let me try to answer both of them. When I'm picking covers to do, first of all, it just comes from I like this song. I hear the song on the radio or someplace,
right,
and I go, oh, that's a great song, you know. And if I'm not already doing that song, then I go, gee, I should learn that song. And so I learn the song, and then if I feel like I can do it well because it lends itself to my voice and if I'm enough of a guitar player to be able to handle what needs to be done in the song in order to make it sound complete, then I'll perform that song. So that starts from, first of all, me going, oh, that's a great song,
right,
you know, and wanting to sing it myself. As far as whether I will perform that song in front of any set group of people, I always play the room.
Right.
So if I'm playing a room of 40, 50, 60, you know, year olds, then I'm going to play a certain set of music.
Right, yeah.
Whereas if I'm playing a room full of 20, you know, a 30, you know, year old teenagers, whatever, then I might skew it in a different direction, you know, in order to make that more relevant, you know.
So you do have songs like for the younger crowd. What would be some of those songs that, like, for, like you said, 20 or 30 year olds?
Well, you know, stuff like Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's good. Yeah.
I actually do a couple of Ed Sheeran songs.
Oh, there you go.
But I also, you know, I do songs by other younger, more current artists. Granted, three quarters of my repertoire, and I have a large repertoire for most musicians, three quarters of my repertoire is stuff from the 60s, 70s, 80s, because that's the core of who I am in terms of the music that I think it was great music. There's much less great music out here now, but there is good music, you know. And so, but it's a little harder to find it now because in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, you had fewer sources of music coming at you. Whereas now, you know, I mean, the internet is full of music and the radio stations are full of music. I mean, there's so much music coming at you, you can't possibly listen to it all, you know.
Okay, and we also want to let everyone know, Stephen, so mainly what you do is solo acoustic. I know you perform with a band, but is it 50-50 or...?
I perform in a few different ways. Yeah, I do a lot of solo acoustic because that's the easiest thing to do. When somebody's, right. You know, all I have to do is show up myself. I don't have to, you know, rehearse with anybody else or make sure that somebody else is there on time or whatever. It's right. It's the easiest thing. But I do like hearing, you know, songs with full arrangements. So if I have an opportunity to play in an ensemble situation, then that's great too. And so I do have several musicians who work with me regularly, and when somebody hires me to come with a band, then I call my current name. I've had few band names in my life, but my current band name, which has been such for at least a decade or so, is Stephen and the Gypsy Poets.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And so I have a current group of Gypsy Poets that will often join me because they've already done the songs before, so they know them. And so we won't have to rehearse extensively. We can just rehearse maybe once, you know, and feel solid when we perform. We recently performed a couple Saturdays ago at Orlando Brewing Company and did an all original set.
Oh, yeah.
And it was well received, and I'm very thankful to Orlando Brewing and Danny Marie Music for making that possible. But I also do holiday parties, and again, sometimes there you may have the budget for one person, but sometimes I might have a budget for a duo or a trio. Yeah. And so I'll select from my little group of musicians that like to play with me, and I'll call them up and say, are you available? And if such and such is available, then he'll do the show with me, you know? So I do perform as a solo, as a duo, as a trio, sometimes a larger band, just depending on the situation and, you know, what needs to be done.
So, Stephen, when you're performing, let's say, solo acoustic, and then you're performing as the band, when you do the same song, is there something that you do different on the guitar musically or vocally? I mean, do you... You know, have to do, you know, play it differently when you're doing it in the band versus alone, or
the general answer to that is yes, it is a little different. When I'm playing solo, then everything that you hear has to come from me.
Right.
So I have to be as full. I have to give you as full a sound as possible with both my guitar and my vocals, and whatever else I can shake or to make the song sound full. When I'm playing with an ensemble, then in some ways I have to play a little less because I have to give those other musicians space to play. If we're all trying to play the same thing at the same time, it's just going to come across muddy. But if I'm usually the rhythm guy, so if I'm just holding the rhythm, then I can let somebody else do the lead, you know, I can let somebody else do the harmony, you know, so we each have our parts that collectively give the same song but with a much fuller arrangement.
Okay, Stephen, what we're going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back for our very last segment. My guest today is Stephen Clark, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer. You're listening to the Mike Carra Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, as we are here at Front Row Sports Bar and Grill, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.
When the sun comes up tomorrow, your world starts sinking down. You gotta catch yourself before your lips go and kiss the ground. When your heart is lost in sorrow, and your good things not around, you gotta find yourself before there's nothing left of you to be found. You gotta fall on your knees and kiss the ground. You gotta fall on your knees and kiss the ground. You gotta fall down and kiss the ground. You gotta fall down and kiss the ground. When the one you love has saved you, and the sky is blue around, you gotta hold him tight and plant your feet on the ground. You gotta live like there's no tomorrow, spread that joy around. You gotta get on your knees and sing that blessed sound. You gotta fall on your knees and kiss the ground. Fall on your knees and kiss the ground. Fall down and kiss the ground. Fall down and kiss the ground. The defining moment doesn't work that way. It seems that God has all that you said. He doesn't give it away. But when that moment is fast upon you, you better learn how to play. A snap decision to stand or run becomes a legend someday. When you fall on your knees and kiss the ground. Fall on your knees and kiss the ground. Fall down and kiss the ground. Fall down and kiss the ground. When the sun you love has left you, recessions all around, gotta pray out loud and feel that blessed sound. God is there to save you when there's no one else around. You gotta lean on him as your world starts sinking down. You gotta fall on your knees and kiss the ground. On your knees and kiss the ground. Fall down and kiss the ground. Fall down and kiss the ground.